tornado, death, and destruction.
Houses completely destroyed, basically just slabs left where once stood a home.
House Democrats turn up the heat.
We've seen abuses of power and obstruction of justice.
Protests over a police shooting.
What we're asking for is for those two killer police officers to be fired.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. They're clearing down trees and cleaning up in parts of Alabama that were ripped up by tornadoes. At least 23 people were killed, dozens hurt in Lee County, where the sheriff calls the destruction incredible. CBS's Mark Strassman reports this morning from one of the hardest hit spots, Beauregard, Alabama.
That's a big tornado. It's in my face.
The tornado was at least a half mile wide when it touched down in Lee County, Alabama, shredding everything in its path, leaving homes and businesses in rubble.
The contents of one residence, we know for a fact, was located over 1,000 yards away.
The National Weather Service says the tornado was at least an EF3, with winds between 136 and 165 miles per hour.
We're talking several miles that it traveled on the ground. The damage is significant. I would put it in the category of catastrophic.
In nearby Smith Station, a popular bar was gutted to the studs. The owner was sitting in his truck just feet away.
I seen the trash swirling in the air, and I said, oh, no, this ain't good.
Just across the street, Charlie Patel was inside as his gas station was torn to pieces.
Everything is gone. Everything destroyed.
Folks in nearby Ellerslie say everything was gone before they even knew what happened.
Everything that's been built for 19 years.
Gone.
In a blink of an eye.
CBS's Omar Villafranca has had a closer look at things in Smith's station.
When it touched down and debris started flying, that was actually picked up on radar. And the debris field, from what we understand, was pretty wide. But that debris also went as much as 20,000 feet up in the air, about 3.5 miles. There was a billboard that was here in Smith Station, but after the storm blew through, it wound up about 20 miles away over the state line in Hamilton, Georgia.
The tornado sprung from a storm system that dumped snow in the nation's midsection and swept into the Northeast overnight. CBS's DeMarco Morgan is in Boston.
People are still trying to make their way through here, some who had no choice but to go to work today. But the winter weather advisories are still in place for parts of New England, so you definitely want to keep that in mind. Also, the heavy snow is responsible for blanketing the roadways here. It's the biggest snow storm Boston has seen all season. Snowfall totals have reached more than 15 inches here this winter.
Well, now to Washington, where the Democratic chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says it's very clear President Trump has obstructed justice, and he's launching a new series of investigations. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Congressman Jerry Nadler says the president's former attorney Michael Cohen last week directly implicated him in various crimes. Today, Nadler will request documents from more than 60 people who have worked with the president here at the White House and in his private business. While Nadler says impeachment is a long way down the road, he tells ABC he aims to make the case to voters.
Before you impeach somebody, you have to persuade the American public that it ought to happen.
On parallel tracks, House Democrats are building the case for obtaining the president's tax returns. Prosecutors in New York are digging, and Washington awaits the delivery of Robert Mueller's report. On Saturday, at the top of a two-hour speech at the conservative CPAC conference, Mr. Trump furiously went after those investigating him.
And all of a sudden, they're trying to take you out with bullshit, okay? With bullshit.
Last night, in an extraordinary tweet, he suggested the pressure of Cohen's testimony may have contributed to his decision to walk away from the North Korea nuclear talks. Steve?
Well, Kentucky's Rand Paul became the fourth Republican senator to say he'll back the measure that blocks President Trump's declaration of a national emergency. That ensures the measure will pass the Senate. Yet another Democrat in the 2020 presidential race.
I'm running for president because we need dreamers in Washington, but we also need to get things done. I've proven again and again I can bring people together to produce the progressive change Washington has failed to deliver.
That's former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper with his video announcement this morning. Not far from the route of one of the largest Mardi Gras parades in New Orleans, two people were killed, seven others hurt over the weekend when a car went crashing into people.
Authorities are building the case against Tashanti Tony, the son of a cop they say appeared to be under the influence and run over pedestrians over a three-block stretch.
We have footage of this incident on at least three crime cameras.
New Orleans Homeland Security Chief Colin Arnold. Court records show Tony allegedly told officers He should have gotten help for a drinking problem. They said they could smell alcohol on his breath and took a blood test. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
More demonstrations are expected today in Sacramento.
Morning, Mom. Sit down.
Sit-in protests disrupted a shopping mall yesterday. The anger follows the DA's decision not to file charges against the officers involved in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man last year in his grandmother's yard. Relatives say it just doesn't add up.
He shot in his back 8 times. Reports show that he was on his knees falling to the ground when he was shot. 8 times.
Pope Francis says he's decided to open the Vatican's secret World War II archives. Pope Pius XII has been accused by Jews of staying mum on the Holocaust. Federal judge in Washington today hears the case of 24-year-old Mathena Huda. She's the woman who left this country 5 years ago, married an ISIS fighter, and now wants to return to the U.S. with her son. She spoke with CBS's Charlie Daggett.
We're still trying to win the case, and hopefully we will. And I know I am an American citizen, and I know I have the right to come back.
The President of the United States himself said that you're not welcome back to America. What would you say to him?
I would tell him to study the legal system. I have papers, I have citizenship.
Millions watch the Netflix film Roma. It fell short of winning Best Picture at the Oscars, but did win Best Foreign Film. Oscar-winning director Steven Spielberg is among those concerned about Netflix's new power in the industry. He says he'll support rule changes that could block eligibility for the streaming service when the Academy's Board of Governors meets. Under the weight of college debt, young people have found it tough to buy a home. Many who have swung a deal wish they never did.
Nearly 2/3 of millennials regret buying their home, compared to an average of 44% for all American home buyers. The study from Bankrate.com finds millennials are surprised by the cost of home maintenance. Spokesperson Deborah Kearns.
When you make the jump from renting and you have a landlord handling everything or a maintenance company that you can call, that's definitely shocking to somebody who is a new homeowner for the first time.
Also, millennials enjoy mobility. Home ownership ties them down. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Well, the price for a new Tesla model will set buyers back around $40,000. The Model Y is an SUV, and CEO Elon Musk says it'll be unveiled next week. Shared technology and components with the Model 3 that's on the market will help speed production. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kaifen, CBS News.